PaceLikeABarnBurner.ca. Our twice daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, 85 platforms. Welcome to another edition of EPL Back of the Net with the Hall of Famer, John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta. Let's get to it. The preview of this weekend's matchups, Liverpool and Bournemouth at 7:30 on Saturday. Are you going to wake up for this one?
That'd be a no. That's a negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full. I am planning on making sure that my eyes are still closed until about 9 or 10 before I have to head down and check out what's going on with the domestic championship that is going on here in the United States. But Jurgen Klopp celebrated his team, and he could not have been more proud after what happened with the game against Burnley midweek, where you're down 1-0 and you come back and score 3 and win 3-1. So can you keep that momentum, or do you come up flat? I think that's the question for Liverpool in this particular game. I think that it's going to be a bit of a grinder either way. It's probably going to end up being like 1-0 or 2-1, but I'll go Liverpool full points.
Arsenal, Huddersfield.
Arsenal, I think, is now up to 20 unbeaten in a row, and it's going to be a tough test for David Wagner, especially with Steve Meunier out because of the red card that he picked up last time. So let's go Arsenal 2-0, just because it's going to be a bit of a rough ride for the Terriers in this one with everything that they're having to fight uphill in this one after the red card against Brighton.
Now, the next two matches for me screams out draw: Burnley and Brighton, and Cardiff and Southampton.
Well, yeah. I mean, I could see Cardiff and Southampton being draws. You know, Southampton has a new manager, and Cardiff can't score. So you add those two up, you end up with a draw. And then with, you know, Brighton doing what they do, you know, they get their points at home, and that's what you're supposed to do. If you're going to stay up, you got to get your points at home and make sure that you can tread on the road. Burnley, you know, kind of showing with Chris Wood and all that, that they can put the ball in occasionally. So my guess is it's probably 1-1. It's probably a 0-0 and a 1-1 for both of those matches.
Well, you just confirmed that both of them are going to be draws. All right.
Yeah.
Manchester United versus Fulham. Can we have a surprise in this one?
Nah, this is like 7 seconds. The only surprise would be if Jose Mourinho doesn't trash an entire tray of sports drink bottles or doesn't try to kick a brick wall. Yeah, I think that they take care of this one pretty easily. It's probably 2-0, maybe 3-1 if Mitrovic can get one in the back of the net for Ranieri. I think it's going to be a long day for Fulham.
West Ham, Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, I don't know what has happened to them this year. I mean, if the lack of offense from Wilfred Bony has been just that stark, and Roy Hodgson is in a heap of trouble, and they're now back in the relegation discussion right now. And West Ham, you know, with Chicharito, they've figured it out a little bit, and it seems like they figured it out, then they didn't, and they figured it out, then they didn't. So I think this week they do figure it out. It's probably something along the lines of a 2-0, or once again a 2-0, 3-1, something like that for full points for West Ham.
All right, last game on Saturday at 2:45, Spurs against Leicester.
Leicester. You know, Leicester can put the ball in with Vardy and Madison and that group, but can they do it against a Spurs team that at some points can put four on the board and then make and then challenge themselves in other matches? But you've seen what they've been able to do offensively with Son in recent matches. So I think it's going to be a rough one for Leicester, probably 2-0, 2-1, maybe a late goal for Leicester to make it interesting. But I got full points for Spurs in this one.
Now, just a little bit of news here. I don't know if you heard this. Liverpool Gomez is out 6 weeks with a leg fracture, and it looks like a pedal malfunction led to the helicopter crash.
Yeah, did not know about the pedal malfunction for the crash, but I did know about the Joe Gomez injury. And so that's going to challenge the depth at the back for Liverpool in, you know, for the foreseeable future, just because of the recovery time for Joe Gomez. So, you know, it's a tough action for Jurgen Klopp, but because of the depth on the side, I don't think there'll be much of a drop off, and they'll obviously game plan around it if they need to. But obviously getting the early returns from the the equivalent of the airplane folks over there overseas, the Queen's airplane advisory service, trying to see what it was. But it's definitely disappointing to hear that it's a mechanical malfunction, at least from the early word about what happened in the crash for Kun Vishai.
All right, that's John Freeman Nelson. Tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Easiest ways on the Twitter is at OSG Nelson. You can reach out there. John Freeman Nelson on the Facebook, because there's 1,240 John Nelsons, and so I chose to add the Freeman just to be different. You can go to Cute Sports Guy on Instagram, because when the boss says that's what you are, that's what your handle is. Also on the board, Soccer Down Here, Daily Radio, 9 a.m. to 11 Eastern Time, and you can follow along on the SDH apps on both iOS and Android. Listen to us live on Spreaker.com and about 40 other platforms, including the XL Sports Network in Central Georgia. And where else, Joe?
Barnburner.ca.
Yes, I've heard of that. So,
and you know what? Once you're on Barnburner.ca, you're on 85 platforms.
Attaboy. So we're on like 125 different places between you and me for everything that we do for the soccer content.
Yes. And by the way, John Freeman Nelson of Atlanta, specifically of Atlanta United, as they take on Portland Timbers, will be previewing the MLS Cup on MLS Kicking It just a minute from now. So check it up here on Fire It Up. Thanks a lot, John Freeman Nelson.
Anytime. Yeah, anytime, my friend.